Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Weekend! It's right over there!
It's Friday, baby!
Woo!
Woo!
Love it. A cold one, though.
Yeah, oh, it's ridiculous. A high of only 5 today. Wind chills 19 below.
Well, you know what? 5 is more than I thought it was going to be 1. So yeah. I'll take those degrees.
Yeah, exactly.
I've met several teams of plows. They're all working together to try to get those streets cleared up. That little bit of snow on top of kind of
all of the other snow,
a lot of snow, just a little bit messy. So bear with.
Yes.
They're getting it done.
And of course, that means things are going to be a little funky this morning driving. So leave early
and take it slow,
especially
all those overpasses. It's so, so cold.
Oh, God. I have a bridge phobia anyway.
Really?
Yeah, it goes back to some crazy childhood stuff, which if you want, later I'll lay down on the couch and we can go into
Let's do this.
Great,
I would
in
love
exacting
to shrink
detail.
You.
But I will, if I'm going over a bridge and on top of it, it's icy and I slide just a little bit, I am wrecked. I live in Coralville and I'm driving.
You have to do several.
I have to do several. And I'm just like, oh, not today.
Be brave.
Yes.
Today we be brave.
And I count it though. It just, you know, it's like, I'm going to be brave for 3 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be brave for the length of this bridge.
And I can do it.
I can do it. Yes.
All the pep talks today, okay? You can do it.
All of them.
Just take it real slow.
And that is the ultimate pep talk. It's Friday. You're almost done.
Yeah. Weekend's right there.
Yeah.
You got this, baby.
Exactly.
You got this.
It's going to be an outstanding morning. I am Davis. I am here for Eric Danson, Eric Hansen, who has left the country.
Yes. About to. I think he's got some pit stops along the way to get out of the country, as you know, connecting flights and all that fun travel stuff. But yeah, he's Mr. Chevy Chase European Vacation. And in the meantime, thanks for taking the seat.
Hey, no problem. I'm glad to do it. I am curious what it's like in England this time. I don't know anything about England. Is it like this here this time? Because that seems like a funky time to go to England.
It does. It can't be this harsh. I feel like it's like, okay, we get snow, but it's like, you know, Seattle-y, you know?
Yeah, that would be all right.
Mild.
You know, me, I would have gone to some place that I knew for sure was nice and warm. I would have gone to an island.
Uh-huh.
I would have gone to a Mexico.
Yep.
I would have gone to Brazil.
Let's go to the equator.
Yes.
Yeah.
The closer I can get to the equator, the better. But you do you, Danson Eric Hansen.
I believe he was completely music motivated.
Well.
It was all for a concert.
Well, it must be a hell of a concert.
Yeah, I hope so.
Because that is a trip. That is not driving to U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis to see Taylor Swift.
No.
That is a commitment, baby.
Hey, I've heard it can be cheaper. Go overseas. I've heard the stories. It's been explained to me. I still don't understand it.
Apparently,
it makes sense.
So.
Well, we'll see. He'll be back in just a bit. But in the meantime, we're going to have a lot of fun, especially on a Friday.
Heck yeah.
And Fridays, it's kind of like, good night for pizza, right?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Thank goodness the Pizza Hut annual pizza report is out.
Oh.
And I can confirm to you, Brian Davis, that Friday is the most popular day for pizza.
Well, yeah.
Duh.
I mean.
Thanks for the report.
First off, yes, duh. Secondly, is there a day that is bad?
You know what? There is no bad day for pizza. You're right.
I cannot imagine. Well, you know.
We can't have pizza today.
Wednesday, I really need fish.
Yeah. No.
No.
Nobody does that.
No.
No.
Not
no.
at all.
But they did look at a lot of different things about pizza. Like, what kind of crust do we like? Apparently thin crust. Number one response.
That's my personal fave.
Your personal fave?
Yep.
Stuffed crust is next. I really like a stuffed crust, but sparingly.
Yeah, I like it in the beginning. And then I'm like, oh, this is a lot.
But when I'm having that second, third slice, yeah. It's like, this is too much of a good thing.
Yeah, it's too much.
Yeah. The most popular thing to dip your pizza in? Ranch.
How very Iowan.
Can we just call it Iowa style?
Yeah.
Let's get some Iowa style pizza, put some ranch on there, and have a great Friday.
There's Chicago style pizza, which isn't a pizza, it's a casserole. There's New York style pizza, and then there's Iowa style, baby.
I love it. Iowa style pizza. Let's make it happen. Make it a thing.
We gotta make this a thing.
Yeah.
Right? Heck yeah.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Well, we're getting ready to spend a lot of time together. Dancing Eric Hansen going on his big European vacation.
Absolutely.
And I didn't feel like I could proceed on spending this time with you, Brian Davis, until I got a little bit of closure on what the heck is going on in your office.
Okay.
I got to put you in the hot seat
okay.
for just a second, because we have, I have a great vantage point from my office. I look directly across the hall into your office. And
we have the same thing on our minds.
Good. Because I want to talk about it.
So I have in my office what I call my thinking bat.
Hmm.
When I worked at another radio station, the office I inherited had a baseball bat in it.
Wow.
I don't know why. The office I inherited had a baseball bat in it.
You know what? In this industry, stuff just shows up. Yeah. We have a magic eight ball that we have dubbed the magic Z ball. It's a thing.
I have worked at multiple, tens of radio stations, and there's always a hula hoop. There's just.
I took our hula hoop and made it a chandelier for prom one year.
See, there you go.
Yeah.
So I have a thinking bat. I would hang on to it, and I would kind of walk around my office, and I would come up with ideas. It seemed like when I would hold the bat, I would come up with an idea. So I have bought into the concept of the thinking bat.
Okay. Now you don't have a thinking hat. You've got a thinking bat.
I got a thinking bat.
Okay.
Now, I've been here a year. Nobody's seen my thinking bat because it was storage.
My point exactly. You've worked here for over a year now, and I've never seen the bat come out. And then the other day, I look across the hall. I'm just sitting there typing on my computer, and I look up, and Brian's got a bat. And you're just sitting at your desk, and you're gripping the handle of the bat, and you're like, I'm like, oh my gosh, he's really mad at that computer. He's gonna snap. Finally, it happened.
We've been waiting for you to finally lose it, and here it is.
I didn't know it was going to be today.
Oh, God.
Yeah, thinking bat, huh?
I was faced with some sort of delay. I don't even know what it was. But the other day, I was looking through all of my crap for something, and I stumbled upon my thinking bat. I had, it's not the same bat that it was back in the day. It's just another bat that I happen to have.
You got another bat on your own?
I've had this bat for ages.
Oh, my Lord.
I got this bat when I was a kid. But I'm like, you know what? I can use my thinking bat. So I brought my thinking bat to the office, not thinking that, what I should have done was I should have used my thinking bat to think, this might freak people out.
It was really freaky. A lot of us got freaked out because Brian's walking around with a bat.
And that's...
in an office.
That's the other thing is I wasn't thinking. And it all comes back to thinking. I wasn't thinking. So I'm literally walking around the building with my thinking bat.
And the office
and
ladies.
Everybody's like, what the hell is going on?
Just thinking.
Loretta, who is our director of first impressions and the sweetest woman in the world, waits until I'm way down at the end of the hall and is like, hey, what's with the bat?
Her first impression, not so good at the thinking bat.
So I may have to downgrade into one of those
novelty toy
inflatable bats.
Oh, inflatable would be great.
Yes.
I can see that. I can see that working.
As opposed to the full-size, major league-level Louisville slugger that I currently
am. Yeah, the very real wooden bat. That's terrifying.
And now I am fascinated to know if I am the only person in the world who has a thinking bat.
Okay, if you have a thinking bat, I'm going to need to hear from you.
Or if you or if there's something that you use to help you think. It doesn't have to be a bat because that is admittedly kind of weird. I will be the first to admit that my thinking bat's a little off.
Okay, I've heard of thinking cap.
Yes.
Just the bat is unique.
Yes.
But maybe there's more of you.
And apparently terrifying.
Yes. Oh, intimidating. Intimidating, that's the word.
I'll go get my bat. Iowa City police investigating this morning after a threat led to the lockdown of Mercy Hospital and Regina Schools yesterday. Police were called after an agitated individual made phone threats to a specific Mercy clinic, which led to the lockdown. Regina wasn't actually targeted in the threat, but they have schools. Okay. There's a Mercy clinic on the same block as the school. So just to be safe, lockdown. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley is out of the hospital after being admitted to battle an infection. The 90-year-old senator tweeted thanks for the well wishes, says he's looking forward to getting back to work. Smart charts! In a move that has surprised absolutely no one, the University of Iowa has named interim athletic director Beth Goetz to take over the post full time.
Awesome.
Beth, of course, is the person who decided that Hawkeye offensive coordinator Brian Ferentz would no longer be Hawkeye offensive coordinator.
It was time to do something.
Yes. Goetz has been running the department since Gary Barta retired last August. She'll earn $850,000 a year. Good for her.
Nice.
Plus up to $375,000 more in performance incentives and deferred compensation. She'll also get two university-provided automobiles.
Two?
What? So, nice gig if you can get it. I know.
She's got two?
God, she is an excellent negotiator.
That's awesome.
That is. News is brought to you by Papa Murphy's every day when you can get a large two-topping pizza for just $10.99 when you order at papamurphys.com. Now, which toppings to pick?
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze. With Claire.
Getting excited for Super Bowl 58.
Mm-hmm.
Which, hey, good news. If you haven't heard, you don't have to subscribe to a new streaming service to watch the game.
Hey!
It's on good old CBS.
I feel like that's a win for everybody involved.
It truly is. After trying to find Iowa women's basketball and you can only watch it on Peacock. I didn't know what was going to happen with the game, but it is on good old CBS. You don't have to subscribe. It's coming up Sunday, February 11th at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. And yesterday was big announcements around the game. We still don't know the teams, and frankly, I don't really care which ones end up playing. Yeah. I want to know about the show, the Razzle Dazzle. Well, the show is going to kick off with some singing, as it normally does, and they have the names of who's going to be doing some of that singing. Post Malone is going to kick things off with America the Beautiful.
Interesting choice.
Interesting choice indeed.
Yes.
Andra Day, she's an actress and R&B singer, is going to sing Lift Every Voice and Sing.
Okay.
And then the big gig. Who's going to sing the national anthem? Last year, we had Chris Stapleton come and probably give one of the better national anthem performances. Good.
That dude could sing the phone book and it would be amazing.
And he just, you know, it was no funny business. It was just sing the song. This year, following that stellar performance, is Reba McEntire. She has not done a national anthem in quite some time. She actually posted a comparison between the last time she had the gig, which was when she sang the national anthem at the finals rodeo in Oklahoma City 50 years ago.
Oh!
1974.
Oh, man.
It's been a minute, but she is excited. She shared on CBS Sunday Mornings about how she came to learn that she was up for the gig. The boyfriend just volunteers you. That's how you get the gig.
Yeah, you're doing this. you're doing it.
Okay. So she's doing it.
Okay.
I'll we'll wait and see what Reba does. If she goes over or under, that's always the question.
I know. But I, you know, for somebody who has that twangy country voice, I do like her a lot. She's fun. So, exactly.
If you've been watching her on The Voice, she is very fun.
So, I think it'll be great.
You know, Madonna had a heck of a health scare this past year. She almost died. So it's amazing that she's even back on tour. However, she's getting a bit of a reputation for starting her shows late.
Okay.
So much so that it might just land her in court. There are two guys who are suing Madonna because she had some shows at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn last month, and they started more than 2 hours late.
Okay, I can understand being mad about that.
Mm-hmm.
I get it, but you're suing over it?
They're suing Madonna, Live Nation, and the Barclays Center for unconscionable, unfair, and deceptive trade practices. They want to make it a class action suit, so like everybody who wants to join in can join in. It could be, you know, this particular... Anybody who had concert tickets to the Barclays Center can join in. They said it made it harder for them to find transportation home after the show. They had to get up early the next day to go to work, take care of their family responsibilities, and that's not fair to them. Madonna has gone through this before, though. In 2019, she had the lawsuits dismissed. Two people voluntarily decided to end that suit with her.
That is the... First off... How hard can it be to find travel? You live in New York.
It's New York City.
It's like you can't swing a dead cat without hitting a subway.
It sounds like a little bit of a cash grab.
You think?
Then we'll see if she can get those lawsuits dismissed this time.
I think I might be taking Madonna. Even though I would be mad. I would be mad.
I have not. Have you done a concert when somebody has been like in?
Not. We did a station concert where the headliner. Had a little too much Hennessy in the hotel room and was a good 45 minutes late, but not 2 hours.
2 hours does seem like an extensive amount of time, and 2 hours plus, as these people claim.
That's I'm rough. Mad at you. That's not, I'm going to find a lawyer.
It's time to sue you. Okay, Kim Kardashian gave the world a look inside her office, and she did it by cashing in on one of the big TikTok trends.
Hey, did you know she's Kim Kardashian?
I want to go back to, you keep a 3D model of your brain?
Yeah. You think I've taken crap for my thinking bat, and here Kim Kardashian has a model of her brain.
Yeah, I'm not weird. Kim Kardashian's weird.
That's
okay,
right.
Her office is way weirder than mine. That's what we like to call.
Oh my God, I'm not even ready for it. That's how confused I am.
Z's sleaze.
Okay, nerds, gather around.
Let's do this thing.
High atop Radio Knob here. Elevation, all that.
It's top of a hill, lights and stuff.
I'm not a major nerd, but I do enjoy some nerd news, and I hope you do too.
Let's go.
Three comic books recently sold at an auction for more than $5.1 million.
Holy cats.
A copy of The Amazing Spider-Man, the first edition, from March of 1963, was auctioned off for a record-breaking $1.38 million.
Oh my gosh.
The issue features Spider-Man's first encounter with the Fantastic Four, and it's one of only two copies that is in near-mint condition.
Well, I would hope so for $1.3 million.
It better be pretty mint.
Yeah.
It's the most ever paid for an Amazing Spider-Man number one. The previous record was in July, actually, of 2023 for $520,380.
Oh,
so this shatters that.
So apparently that one was like left in the bathroom and people were just reading it for 20 years.
That was disgusting.
That's only 500 grand. This one... This one is nice.
This is a really, really good edition.
Oh, you'll like this one.
The auction lot also included a copy of Superman, number one. That sold for $2.34 million.
Wow.
And a copy of 1942's All-Star Comics, number eight, the first appearance of Wonder Woman, sold for $1.5 million.
Man!
Yeah.
It is good to have money, I guess.
Yeah, it's good to be a nerd who's loaded.
I got to be honest with you. When I think about the, you know, what would you do if you won the lottery? $1.3 million for a comic book does not enter my thinking.
No. Not even on the list, I don't think.
Nope.
Not even at the bottom. No.
God bless them.
Yeah. Okay. So, Dateline nerd, for the first time since 2010, Samsung is no longer the king of smartphone shipping ranks.
Huh?
Apple has always shipped the... Samsung has always shipped the most phones across the world.
Okay.
They have moved more units, but for the first time ever, it is now Apple moving more actual units, more phones. They've never been number one before, which seems surprising to me.
Which is fascinating.
After all of the iPhone shaming that I received and finally gave in and got an iPhone.
I know.
Okay. In 2023, Apple shipped 234.6 million mobile devices. Samsung shipped 226.6 million.
Oh my God.
The market is shifting higher price, more premium devices. And people are thinking, if I'm going to make an investment like this, maybe I'll just make the jump to Apple.
That is true. Yeah, because if you're going to buy an expensive phone, it's going to be an Apple. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Because the iPhone, it's made from titanium. That doesn't mean it needs to be $9,000.
Amen, brother. Does it really? Come on.
I don't think so.
No, it does not. Okay, now I promised you story of a man trapped in a bathroom.
I love this already. I don't even know what happened, and I love this story.
There was a malfunction on a flight, and it caused a passenger to be trapped in a tiny airplane bathroom. Not any bathroom.
Oh, no.
The airplane bathroom, where it's like...
Oh, that's awful.
Just you. He was in there for nearly 2 hours.
Oh!
The man was on his way from Mumbai to Bengaluru earlier this week, and he was trapped in the bathroom due to a broken lock on the door.
Oh, that poor guy.
The crew members tried everything to pry the door open, but he had to sit in the bathroom even through the landing and the taxiing, and he had to wait for all of the other passengers to get off the plane and for like airport technicians to get there to get the dang door off. They couldn't get it off.
I hope he didn't have a connecting flight.
Missed that.
Hey, how come you missed your flight? Well, I was trapped in the bathroom.
The passengers on the flight said that the man was told to remain calm and not to panic. At one point, he was passing a note, like they were passing notes to him under the door, like, you got this, you can do this. This poor man. The airline said that the passenger will get a full refund.
That seems like the least they can do.
I think so, too. Yeah.
Our computations reveal you'll love 100% of what you're about to hear. It's time for Nerd News. On Z102.9.
Okay, I presented Nerd News.
Yes.
As presented to me by Danson Eric Hansen, chief nerd around here.
Can't just go on vacation. No. Has to prepare you.
Nerd worked ahead on his homework.
Although I have to admit, if I were him and I was leaving you with me, I would probably do it too.
But you know what? I was ready. I was already thinking like, ooh, this is my chance. I'm not like... I wouldn't call myself a nerd per se, but I am kind of dorky, and I do find some of that stuff fascinating.
Okay.
I had found this study, a little bit of research. Now, it is a little dated, but it's kind of become a trending topic.
Oh, I like.
There was a study in 2016 that found that people who like black coffee are more likely to be psychopaths.
And now I'm thinking about every coworker we have.
Who takes their coffee black?
And how they take their coffee.
Huh. I know a couple.
Oh, my.
It's because they enjoy things that are bitter. Stuff like black coffee, dark chocolate, gin and tonics. Okay, I like those things too. Oh dear. You're more likely to have antisocial qualities. They're more likely to seek pleasure in watching people suffer. Of course, it doesn't always mean that you're a psycho.
I hope not.
Only 1 in 22 are. And it's just one study. So it's not like... hard and fast science.
Was it a study performed in Iowa?
I don't know. How close did we get here? But, I mean, there's a chance. It just makes you think.
It does.
Yeah.
Now
I'm worried about me, too.
Makes me think I should go get my thinking bat.
No! Now, if you have a thinking bat.
Come back to these exact coordinates next week, nerds, for Nerd News on Z102.9.
Time to spin the wheel of useless knowledge. We got a lot of people who just, you know, those little things you can't get out of your head. I've got tons.
All right.
So help me clear out this useless knowledge, please.
All right. Let's give the wheel a spin.
Love it. Love it. Good spin.
Tough. Here we go.
What did it land on?
Six.
Okay. Jell-O created four flavors to use in salads in the 1960s.
Mm-hmm.
Those flavors, celery.
Oh.
Italian salad.
Oh.
Mixed vegetable.
No.
And seasoned tomato.
Oh, wow.
None of it worked. They were all discontinued.
What?
Can you believe it?
I can't believe celery. The world has been crying out for celery flavored Jell-O.
Bring back Italian salad. Mixed vegetable Jell-O? Come on.
Guys, let's spin. Clear the palate.
Yes, please.
All right. Gonna stop on number 12.
Oh, okay. This is appropriate. Barbie is from a fake town called Willows, Wisconsin.
Really?
Barbie's from Wisconsin.
Barbie's a Scotty.
Barbie's from cheese, you know, like she's a Packer probably.
Oh, you betcha.
You betcha.
I'm going to go to the bubbler.
Barbie. Good old Barbie.
Let's spin again.
Okay.
That one's going hard. All right.
Gave that one
a good whipping.
All right.
And.
Oh, okay. So twofer. Okay.
Okay.
This is nice. This is a little bit of Iowa.
Okay.
Useless knowledge. The Field of Dreams, our movie.
Right.
The actor responsible for the voice who says, like, if you build it, he will come.
Yes.
Some people think that that's actually Kevin Costner. Some people say, no, it was Ray Liotta because
right.
he was the ghost. And others claim that it was Ed Harris. However, the director of the movie, Phil Robinson, said a couple of years ago that he's heard everyone make those guesses and everyone is guessing incorrectly. He just thinks it's fun for the voice to remain a mystery.
So he knows he's not telling, but none of those people are it.
Nope. You're all wrong.
Come on, Phil.
Okay. And your daily double.
Yes.
Little fun one. Do you ever wonder what other planets smell like?
No. No, I have not.
Well,
but I have a feeling. I have a feeling other people have.
Don't you want to know?
I'm assuming it's like
what
cheese and feet.
Uranus smells like?
I really don't. I don't mean to not yes and you here, but you're freaking me out.
You got to. It smells like rotten eggs. The atmosphere is composed of hydrogen sulfide. It is a molecule that makes that kind of rotten egg stinky smell. So
that seems very appropriate, does it not?
Yeah, rotten eggs.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble Podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.